Here's Johnny.
You think we waste Scoops for freedom? This is a slaughter. If I'm gonna get my balls blown off for a word, my word is poontang.
Macklin had been in the profession 7 years, and he had also risen to the top of the mountain very quickly at 7 years. See, Hogan attempting a waistlock takedown, took him two chances to get it done, but Hogan trying to amateur wrestle Macklin. It's not Hogan's style.
No, not at all. And you see the frustration early on there. Bob Macklin taking advantage of that.
Hogan certainly is at 6'7 and well north of 300 pounds, a man that didn't like to leave his feet. And certainly no one can blame him. He was so much more dangerous and so much more in an advantageous position, but he was vertical.
Right.
Then on the canvas where it negated his size and strength.
And you mentioned the size and strength at 6'7". You saw the response from our fans. They were not enamored with a guy that being that big and that strong, having to take the easy way out, go outside the ring there for a little rest, R&R, so to speak.
Regroup, if right. you will. Hogan known for those 24-inch biceps.
Wanted to challenge Bob Backlund to a little test of strength.
So Hogan, realizing that he couldn't out-wrestle Bob Backlund, decides to see if he has more success in the strength department. And let's not discount the strength of Bob Backlund.
Not at all. I was just about to say that. Bob Backlund, that Bob prided himself on the shape that he stayed in. I mean, you know, great physique, always in top physical condition.
And he still is to this very day.
Look at that huge hand of Hulk Hogan.
Backlund getting the perspiration off his hands so he can get a good grip. Backlund broke into wrestling in 1973 in the AWA for Vern Gagne, and really was trained a great deal in Amarillo under the Funks, both members of the WWE Hall of Fame, as is Hulk Hogan, who was inducted in 2005.
Bob Backlund at this time was the typical, he personified the phrase all-American boy. I mean, you know, he was just a young kid, and he had that boyish look about him. It's that boyish face and features. And you know, everybody loved Bob Backlund. Then along comes a younger Hulk Hogan, but not that pretty boy look, not that all-American look. But he had the strength, and he had the attitude to back up the way he wanted to look.
Hogan of that size and strength, utilizing it very effectively here against the champion.
Since she left me by myself. yourself. You're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
We might as well play Mad Libs, okay? I need a verb.
Clock.
Okay. Somebody give me a command.
Cluck you.
I like you.
You know, perhaps Mad Libs is just a little too advanced for you people, so let's just play 20 questions, okay? Who'll ask the first question?
Go to hell.
That's not a question.
Why don't you go to hell?
I really like you.
I'm good at games.
And fans, here he is right here, Ric Flair. Rick, that match right there clearly shows that you can beat the world champ Harley Race.
Well, there's never been any doubt in my mind, and I don't think there's ever been any doubt in all the people out here that have supported me for a number of years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've worked hard to get where I am in what I consider the greatest sport in the world today, professional wrestling. And Harley Race, or nobody else, is going to get a quick 1-2-3 on me and walk away with their World Heavyweight Championship without having to come back and come back until I win that title again. Now, right here, you see me beat Harley Race with the figure four. I've spent years, especially the last 6 months, working real hard on that hold. I've got it down to the finest science that I think anybody can use in a wrestling hold alive today. Harley Race, I beat you with the figure four, and I'm gonna beat you again with the figure four, and when I do, I'm gonna take that World Heavyweight Championship back home, woo, to my side of the world. You see, these people here aren't accustomed to seeing a guy like you walk in here and insult us, and then walk out again with the World Heavyweight Championship. So you can bet, Race, the next time we get together, brother, I'm gonna take that title back home. Now, shorter, a little bit later on in this program, you're gonna have a chance to see another match between Race and I and what he's done by putting a $25,000 bounty on me.
All right, fans, and we'll be back.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Are you interested in buying a house or in me? Sorry. Force of habit. My wife gets on me for that all the time. I thought you said you were a bachelor.
Recently divorced.
I see.
Sometimes I forget I'm not married anymore.
Probably just stress.
Who are you? How'd you get onto me?
I'm looking for a house.
Well, I don't think this house is right for you. I think you'd be more comfortable somewhere else. This house is for a family. You know what I mean? A family? Home, sweet home? All that crap!
Here I am alone again tonight in this old empty house. It's hard to learn what you don't think you need. You can't live without. Never leave the sound of the telephone. Ever since you left, I've been gone, gone crazy, going out of my mind. I've asked myself the reasons at least 1,000 times, going up and down this hallway, trying to leave the pain behind. Ever since you left, I've been gone. I never saw your face this many times when you were really here. The things you said I never understood, now crystal clear. I never spent this much time at home. Ever since you left, I've been gone, gone crazy, going out of my mind. I've asked myself the reason at least 1,000 times, going up and down this hallway, trying to leave the pain behind. Ever since you left, I've been gone, gone crazy, going out of my mind. I've asked myself the reason at least 1,000 times, going up and down this hallway, trying to leave the pain behind. Ever since you left me, I've been gone. I've been gone.
My money's in my briefcase in the back seat.
Don't move it. Just lean over and open it up where it's lying. And keep your pants where they are, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Okay.
Don't swing that motherfucking thing at me. I swear to God, you're dead. You believe me?
Why are you doing this?
Because I'm pissed off and the whole world owes me. And give me your goddamn money. Where's the rest of it?
That's all I got.
You was just gonna give me $5?
Please. Just take it, okay? Please?
Get out of the goddamn car right now, you little pecker snot! Right now! No! Uh-uh! You get all them panties off before I get really pissed! You think I'm kidding? Now get your ass in the trunk!
Please. I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, well, I get claustrophobic sucking strange dick. Get in there!
Please. I gotta pee.
Well, pee in there, motherfucker! I ain't kidding! Now! Dumbass.
We'll be right back. Paddy O'Brien, ex-Irish assassin. His trademark, a superstitious man, he leaves a tiny keepsake from his good luck bracelet on every victim he kills. Scotland Yard would love to get their hands on that piece of evidence.
Yeah, they're always after me, Lucky Charms. What? Why's everyone always laugh when I say that? They are after me, Lucky Charms. What?
It's a television commercial with this cartoon leprechaun, and all of these children are trying to chase him. Hey, leprechaun man, we want to get your Lucky Charms. Oh, and there's all these little tiny bits of marshmallows just stuck right in the cereal so that when the kids eat them, they think, oh, this is candy, I'm having fun.
The old world may be dead, our parents can't understand, but I still have parents, and I still love the old world. Oh, I had a New York girlfriend, and she couldn't understand how I could still have parents, and still love the old world. So I told her, I wanna keep my place in the old world, and keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents and I still love the old world. Alright, I say old world, I say old world, I say well, I see the 50s apartment house bleak in the morning sun, but I still love the 50s and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in the old world, I keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents and I still love the old world. Alright. Apartment house, it's bleak in the 1970s sun, but I still love the 50s and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in this old world, keep my place in the arcane knowledge, and still love the 50s and I still love the old world. All right, now we say bye-bye, old world. Gotta help the new world. Oh, bye-bye.
drop kick doesn't budge the big guy. He's game, though. He keeps coming. Another drop kick, and he takes a few steps back. Look out. Oh, Backlund is gone. Yokozuna doesn't see him. Oh, the big guy now.
He's down to one knee. Just one knee. I never thought he'd come back like this.
Out of nowhere, a reverse cross kick finds the mark. I think he knocks Savage out.
Savage is out. He's moving, but he's out. Believe me, he doesn't know where he's at.
Macho Man out on his feet.
Oh. I suggest you go get a wheelbarrow. Mr. Fuji has to be proud. He's got to be happy.
No smile on the face of Mr. Fuji.
Ichiban.
He knows it's not over yet.
Ichiban, Mr. Fuji.
It's not over until the Macho Man goes over the top rope and hits the arena floor.
Yokozuna, he knows he could throw him out. Savage is hurt. He's internally hurt. He knows he can get rid of him. He's just toying with him now. He's mean. He's cruel.
As we see the Japanese flag being waved by the master, Mr. Fuji.
This could be career-ending for Savage.
Macho Man trying to get back to his feet. Still a lot of fight, a lot of guts. But I'm afraid
all to no avail. I don't think he'll come back after this. He won't be able to come back after this. That man's just too big, too powerful.
Having his way right now with a former champion, Yokozuna just unloading at will on the Macho Man. Fuji saying, end it. Put him away. Let's go to Las Vegas.
I'm not leaving till the Royal Rumble's over.
Hard into the turnbuckle. Bonzai!
Savage has been hung out to dry. One more. He don't know where he's at, Monsoon. He's out.
Fuji's saying one more time, but oh, look out! He's coming out of there. Savage still got something left.
He's down. Yokozuna's down.
Savage with the elbow. Pinfalls don't count. Oh, there we go.
He threw him out from the floor.
Cleopatra, they will be leading the way for Yokozuna to Caesar's Palace for the big one, April 4th, WrestleMania 9, Caesar's Palace.
Singer.
reservation.
Standing on the shoulders of giants leaves me cold. A mean idea to call my own. 100 million birds fly away.
This means war, man.
Hey, this is shit. It's shit! Get it off me, Frost! Get it off! It's shit! It's shit!
Yeah.
first place, Gary Cooper is much taller than I am. I wish to announce this singer. I can't make out the name. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to announce that a buffet supper will be served in the next room in 5 minutes. In order to get you in that room quickly, Mrs. Schmalhausen will sing a soprano solo in this room.
Finger by the Barquets.
They must be having trouble getting gigs.
Charles Dietz particularly, but you could have killed him.
Hey, I'm just doing my job. Is that not we had a deal? Hey, it's okay. You know why? I don't want to do business with you deadbeats anyway. Thank you. The only one I think I can deal with is that growling Poe's daughter. I think she understands me.
You leave her alone, you...
Millennium. Yeah. I'm feeling a little anxious, if you know what I mean. Been about 600 years, after all. I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Bye.
Yeah.
Why did you build that?
I didn't.
Pain.